USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
North and South Korea's leaders have pledged to improve relations and resume previously suspended communication channels between the two countries. The resumption of the hotline on Tuesday comes despite stalled negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang on the denuclearization of North Korea during the Trump administration. Two significant U.S. lakes, one of which is a major reservoir, are experiencing historic lows amid a drought. Lake Powell, the second largest reservoir in the United States, has fallen to 33% capacity. Utah's Great Salt Lake, the biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere, is at record lows that were set back in 1963. The Biden administration moved to further limit America's military presence in the Middle East. On Monday, President Biden met with Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi and vowed to end America's combat mission in the country before 2022. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an Olympic update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
Lydia Jacoby became the first swimmer from Alaska to capture Olympic gold when she won the 100-meter breaststroke Tuesday in Tokyo. The 17-year-old's victory came as an upset as she outpaced teammate and defending Olympic champion Lily King, who finished third. Before Tuesday, King hadn't lost in a 100-meter breaststroke final since December of 2016. And Flora Duffy won the women's triathlon, giving Bermuda its first ever gold medal. Duffy finished the race in 1 hour, 55 minutes, and 36 seconds, more than a minute in front of second-place finisher Georgia Taylor Brown of Great Britain. Only one other Bermudan had brought home an Olympic medal. Clarence Hill won bronze in heavyweight boxing in Montreal in 1976. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer was assaulted and robbed of her cell phone in Oakland on Monday afternoon. Boxer tweeted that she was robbed while walking near her apartment in the area of Jack London Square. Boxer claims the suspect never said a single word. He just shoved her to the ground forcefully and stole her cell phone. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As hidden taxes continue to creep into our lives, many middle and low-income families worry about the cost of gasoline and the price of everything that has jumped dramatically since January due to inflation. Now California lawmakers want to tax where you drive. More on the congestion tax, Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
San Francisco leaders are considering a move to pay to drive in certain neighborhoods. Though a proposed plan is currently being studied, a base fee of $6.50 could be charged to drivers who make an annual salary of over $100,000. Areas to be considered for congestion pricing include the Financial District, Chinatown, and Fisherman's Wharf. California gubernatorial candidate Major Williams tells Fox News he's against the idea of a congestion tax.
Imposing this kind of tax is going to limit business, local restaurants and shops, which have already been burdened for an entire year. So you have to question, like, why is this, and why is it those areas that are most desirable that people would like to travel to?
Shortly after 9 p.m. Sunday night, reports started lighting up police switchboards about a fireball seen streaking across the Texas sky. Those reports came from all over Texas, including Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. The American Meteor Society officially listed the event as 4002-2021. This was likely not part of the Perseids meteor shower because it was not traveling in the same direction and was going entirely too slow. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.